This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. So many times we get stuck in our rut. We get stuck in choices that we think, well, you know, I'm in my 50s or in my 60s, and maybe it's a little bit too late to get started. It's never too late to get started. Our health really is our greatest wealth. And I see so many people that can make the change, and they don't. And my hope for you is that you will. Is that if you need to lose 10 pounds, then you'll do it. If you have high blood pressure and the doctor's told you to start exercising because it will help, then you'll start. That if you need to start eating healthier and drop the cigarettes, that you'll get started. Maybe if it's not just for you individually, but maybe it's for those that love you, family members and friends and coworkers that need you to be healthy. That's what we want. We want you to be healthy, and because really, no matter how bleak life may seem, we really do need you. There is only one you, and no one else can replace you. Although you may think they can, they can't. And the greatest gift you could give all of us, I think, for any person is to be healthy, to make better habit choices, to eat better, to live better, to think better, and then your life can be better. That is really the bottom line on this show. That's what we want to help you do. Make better choices, understand which direction to go, and then get going. And we'll hopefully be that kick in the pants to help make that happen. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Chris in Salem, Oregon says, I'm 33 and in relatively good health, other than I need to lose about 15 pounds. I was wondering what you recommend we starting with. Well, it's a great email. The reality is, that's where about 70% of Americans really are, maybe even more than that. It's that 15 pounds and needing to really create change. First thing you've got to do is you've got to want it. I tell everybody that, because if you don't want it, if you just wake up one day and you get excited, you watch some exercise video, guy with abs, and you think, I want abs. You know, what am I doing with this spare tire around my waist? Right? You get that. You kind of get that feeling. And you think, well, what am I going to do? I just go out and start walking? Do I get some abdominal rolling machine? What do I do? Here's the basics. Decide you want it, because there's going to be good days and bad days. There's going to be days where the guy with abs doesn't really matter anymore, that you really want to follow a good game plan. I'll tell you that one of the big keys in this is getting a good nutrition plan, first and foremost. And here's what that means, because I know there's a lot of diets out there. I get that. The basics of what you want to focus on, you want to keep everything mostly in balance. Make sure you're getting 25 to 30% of your diet in healthy fats. Bar none, that is what most experts would agree on now, because a diet that has a good amount of healthy fats in it is going to keep your hormone levels where they need to be. And really, that's critical, because if your hormones drop, then everything's going to drop. And you're not going to be able to get the lean body tissue that you're looking for. Everyone thinks fat makes you fat. Doesn't. So, Chris, I would tell you in this, to really, if you're wanting to start on your journey, you get your diet right first. Okay, that's the key. So focus on equal amounts, roughly, of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. getting those in balance gives your body a little bit of everything that it needs. You don't go heavy on the carbohydrates. Don't go heavy. Definitely get out of the sugar bandwagon and cut down the sugars. All that makes such a big difference in your overall health. So that's the first piece. The second is you have to exercise, period. So get your body moving on a regular basis. And if you haven't been exercising, then it's time to start. Literally 15 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day is all you really need if you do it vigorously. It has to be done with intensity. You can't get out and lollygag around. You've got to get your body moving. So if it's walking, if it's jogging, if it's riding a bike, you want to do it with passion. That's the key. Do it like you mean it. You know, that's one of the biggest issues. I always tell people, you know, eat. You ever see somebody that gets excited about eating a pizza? They eat it with passion. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Well, with exercise, you've got to get out and do it with passion. You can't just halfway through it. It will not give you the benefits that all the studies talk about. You have to put some intensity behind it. And then I would say the third one to really get focused on is monitoring your environment. That's a key. Your environment is a key. And I mean emotional toxins. I mean toxins in the environment, your water supply, personal care products that you put on your skin that can alter hormones. I mean, there are a multitude of reasons to really be focused on more of the organic skincare products, to focus on drinking purified water, and controlling what is somewhat, it's controlled in the environment, but there's limitations put on it. So we know there's certain chemicals in the water and things in the food that potentially over time could build up. The Environmental Working Group has stated that on their website with all the different known chemicals that are in the different areas. And personal care products too. So, again, you can't live in a bubble, but you can create as much of a bubble as possible to be able to protect you and your family. But for you losing the weight, sometimes hormone issues can be that barrier that's keeping you from really reaching those goals. And that's one thing to really get in and focus on, is to make sure that you've got a little bit of everything that you need there. So those really, I would say, are the big three that you can focus on. So getting a good nutrition plan in order, exercising 5 to 6 days a week, 15 to 20 minutes vigorously with passion. And then third is to monitor your environment. Those three keys right there can make a big difference in you getting the results that you're looking for and heading in the right direction. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Paul now. Hi, Paul.
Been having a real bad case of heartburn of late. Don't understand what's causing it.
Well, heartburn a lot of times really can come from a couple of different areas, but mainly you get a lot of heartburn when the body's not breaking down the proteins very well. And if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, or you have too much hydrochloric acid in the stomach, that creates a reflux. The theory typically right now for many people is that you if you don't have enough acid, then there's not enough HCl in the stomach to break the proteins and fats and that sort of thing down. So it creates a refluxing type action, and that's what creates the discomfort. So that really is the first piece to focus on. All right, so you have that. And then you can do a little test that's pretty basic. You can take apple cider vinegar. And with apple cider vinegar, you can take just a tablespoon of it and take it with a meal. And with apple cider vinegar, if it burns, then that means you have too much stomach acid. And if it makes everything feel better, it means you didn't have enough. And that getting more stomach acid or HCl, increasing hydrochloric acid through supplementation or using apple cider vinegar or in other natural means can be very helpful to help you break the proteins down. But that typically is what causes it. Cutting out a lot of the processed foods, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, a lot of the conventional dairy for a short period of time typically can be a great help as well. All right, but look at that. And, of course, if your doctors put you on medications, you want to check with them on that. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. What are you struggling with?
We want to help. No matter what you're dealing with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. Why? Because they can determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Let's go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
And what it is like I have a sciatic flare. You know, a little bit of discomfort from it. Could be worse, though, but I was wondering if maybe give me a few pointers or something like that on how to manage it and maybe how to prevent it.
Well, with sciatica, I mean, the sciatic nerve is the largest nerve in the body, okay? And it runs through a region through your gluteal region, okay? And with that, the little piriformis muscle can start spasming. It's this little muscle that wraps around the nerve. I really have seen, I mean, a lot of people will do kind of the muscle relaxers and anti-inflammatories, and that can settle it down. So that's your Band-Aid, okay? But to really get to the root cause of it, a lot of times there is a dispositioning of the pelvis, the hips, the lower back can shift and get positioned in a way that can really affect the overall posture of the body. And when that happens, and say people sit a lot, maybe they drive, you know, 5-6 hours, truckers are always in their cars, or maybe you sit at a desk all day and your posture and position is a certain way for how you have to work on the computer, you know, whatever it might be. Over time, that can create issues within the spine, the lower back, and that can really create a challenge for the sciatic area. So you want to do everything you can to get that area, have to have the most motion to keep the spine and the lower back healthy, the disc healthy in those areas. So what I found is chiropractic care is really, visiting a chiropractor is great. I mean, chiropractic physicians, well trained in this area, I think probably the best. Now, osteopathic physicians work on this as well, and physical therapists do as well. But, you know, from a non-surgical perspective, the most training for this really is with the chiropractic physician. And you can get, you know, evaluation, get checked out. Typically, that's a great way to go. But you have to also address the inflammatory process, too. Now, so you can use anti-inflammatories. Those are pretty much recommended, pretty much as standard of care in medicine. But there's some natural alternatives, too, you can look into. So, I mean, there's a great product called Amino Active, and you can check them out at aminoactive.com. But Amino Active is basically, it uses amino acids. That's where they get the name. So those are proteins. These proteins interact with certain homeopathic ingredients to create a non-toxic, extremely safe, non-addictive, anti-inflammatory. And it's incredible what it does. And it can help break down the proteins that create more of the inflammation. So it really gets to the root of the situation more so than just dealing with the symptoms of being a Band-Aid for it. So although anti-inflammatories get rid of the inflammation, they do work. And the mechanisms of action are really, really amazing. You've got options. That works really, really fast. Then you've got a natural option you can look at, too. So look at those and make the best choice for you. But don't forget that those are supplements and medications. You have to look at your overall lifestyle, too. So maybe not sitting as much at work. Maybe it's standing at your desk, or you create a different desk situation. Or if it's driving, you stop every, you know, they did a study, and if you stop every 5 minutes, stop once an hour for 5 minutes and walk around, then it negates a lot of the pressure and a lot of the negative issues from sitting all the time. So it increases blood flow. There's no undue pressure within the arteries. There's a lot of great issues. So people that sit a lot and have to deal with the potential for blood clots and all that. Well, they've done studies and they found that taking just 5 minutes every hour can decrease, and it eliminates it like you didn't even sit for an hour. So if we can start doing that on a regular basis, it really does make a big, big difference. And with sciatic pain, you've got to look at it chemically from the inside of what's happening and also the outside. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. My favorite body wash might be danger to the environment. That's true. So a lot of advertisements, rather, talk about the no more blackheads and the clear pores in a lot of these beauty products. But it's about these little things called microbeads. You might have seen them. They're little teeny tiny balls of plastic. The average consumer is likely to be a daily user of microbead containing products, and they really come on the scene very strongly. However, they're tough on the environment. So the microbeads are little microplastics. They're very small balls of plastic. And over the past 10 years, they've become increasingly popular among producers of personal care products and as a gentler alternative, really, to natural exfoliants, such as walnut shells. And recently, there's more than 100 products containing the microbeads on the U.S. store shelf, so they've become very, very popular. So again, it's a lot of plastic junk that's getting dumped out. It's getting into the water supply. It's getting into the, you know, of course, the marine system, the oceans. And they do have contaminants like PCBs and the polychlorinated biphenyls. So that this plastic absorbs these chemicals, which, again, the negative impacts we know for sure, and this is from all the studies that are done, Environmental Working Group, all of that, talks about the immune system, the reproductive system, the nervous system, and the endocrine system in a lot of the animals. So a lot of the tiny microbeads can be eaten by marine organisms. Of course, your plankton, your fish, seabirds, and all these, they ingest them, whether they mean to or not. And, of course, that gets into the flesh and gets into contaminating a lot of the fish. And that's what we have to get concerned, because that's what we eat. So again, what's being done to help? There's a little bit of, I guess, of a foundational effort to come in and look at this. There's an actual campaign. So Unilever, which is a company that said they would stop using plastics of all kind in its products, and Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Colgate, and L'Oreal have also made pledges to fade all these microbeads out of the products in 2015, which is great. So a lot of the efforts and the initiatives to do that is good, but what you can do is not use the products. At least keep it out of the waterways, put it in the trash, and not using it so much, you know, to go down the sink. I don't really know how you do that. I guess you could kind of wash your face over a trash can, but it seems like it'd be a little bit extreme. But at the same time, do everything you can to keep it out of the environment. More importantly, for all of us, we'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
I just say this, we have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about. This is a bad one. This is a very bad one. This this is bad in the sense that it's so contagious.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus, 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area. Major League Baseball, opening day delayed until May. And as of this hour, 72 people have died from the virus here in the U.S. with more than 4,000 infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Gastroesophageal reflux disease. And I mean, it's really, really common. We've seen it. I think I've seen it more and more now than in many years past. But there's a lot of facts that I want to talk about with acid reflux and so much that can be done about it, even naturally, to really help and get in and make a difference. So let's get into that for just a minute. So acid reflux, of course, it occurs when stomach acid flows back upward into the esophagus. And the structure, the esophagus, of course, is the structure that connects the throat to the stomach. It's a little tube that does that. And basically, so a lot of people that have acid reflux are surprised to learn, really, that you have acid reflux without traditional complaint of heartburn. So you can actually have that without having any pains whatsoever. So here's some other facts that go along with it. Acid reflux affects about 60 million Americans. That's just quite a few, actually. So classically, acid reflux was thought to be a disease affecting white males over 50. But it no longer is true. Really, it affects every race, gender, and adult group. There's two types of the reflux disease. There's heartburn reflux, in which the main complaint is heartburn, and throat burn reflux, in which the main complaint is a chronic cough, frequent throat clearing, hoarseness, and a lump-like sensation in the throat. So throat burn is acid reflux without any heartburn complaints. Okay? The medical term for heartburn reflux is GERD. It's gastroesophageal reflux disease. And the medical term for throat burn reflux is LPR, or laryngopharyngeal reflux. That is a mouthful, for sure. So it can lead to more serious issues. The biggest is what's called Barrett's esophagus. And the biggest with that is, of course, it can affect anything from the stomach, the lungs, vocal cords, throat. But untreated, it changes the actual cells within the esophagus. And it goes from just normal, healthy cells to cancer cells. And that can happen over a period of time. And that's why it has to be treated so readily. So you want to avoid acidic foods if you do have acid reflux. And I'll tell you some natural things, too. I mean, there's quite a bit you can do, but you do want to avoid the acidic foods. You know, the caffeine, the chocolate, the alcohol, tomatoes, onion, garlic, even the healthy foods. I mean, honey has a lot of acidic properties, and so does some of the berries themselves. They can trigger some of this, even though they tend to be more alkaline foods. They can still trigger it. So some other acidic foods to be concerned about, a lot of the grains. So the breads, the pastas, cereals, crackers. A low-acid, high-fiber diet is really what's recommended. So all three macronutrients can reduce inflammation. So you want to make sure you get good lean-quality protein sources, okay, and then low-glycemic carbohydrates, and then your fruits and vegetables. Getting everything into balance. So the diagnosis typically, I mean, your doctor comes in and they'll do some basic testing. And the traditional way is to put the camera in and guide it past the throat and the esophagus. Of course, the camera goes to the back, creates the gag reflex, which is not fun at all, but you make it through it. And then going through the nose, you can also do it that way. The bypass is the back of the mouth, and the gag reflex is not stimulated that way. The T&E. And they can go in and take a look at it. So, again, you really don't need IV sedation. Sometimes you do with going down through the throat itself with a gag reflex. But some people just take it and they just deal with it and let the camera go down. It's interesting, though, because so many people do struggle with it. But naturally, there are some things you can do. I really have seen a lot of people get good results coming off of a lot of those foods, such as we talked about, like the grains, the dairy products, that does make a difference. But then also making sure that you've got the right enzymes and everything that you need from the digestive perspective. I mean, proteolytic enzymes help break down proteins. They do really well. Then you've got, of course, regular plant-based enzymes that help with a lot of the carbohydrates. But having the right digestive properties and eating the right kind of foods, sticking with, you can slightly cook your foods, but making sure that you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables. There's so many live enzymes in our food supply that make a big difference in how food's processed and how our bodies handle them. Extremely, extremely important to get the right kind of foods in, and then using whole food supplementation to help as well. If you're dealing with this level of GERD, it's important to have those and utilize them. And even if, I mean, I keep enzymes with me even when I travel. So, you know, of course, when I'm at home, I can control a lot of my food. But when you're out, you've got restaurants, I mean, you can tell them to not cook it in this and cook it in that. And they do the best they can, but there are properties in there that could be tough for your body to break down. And so it's good to take those probiotics for sure. When you're traveling, it can make a big difference in your overall digestive system. Until you get back into your normal routine. But yeah, I mean, GERD is a big deal. A lot of people struggle with it. Look at apple cider vinegar, too. It is very, very important. A lot of naturopaths and alternative practitioners have been recommending apple cider vinegar for reflux many, 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 many years and tend to get really, really good results with it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, you can check out the website, see one of our team members, and find them along the way. Easy to find right here on our show. Let's go to Janet. Hi, Janet.
I'm calling about H. pylori. I want to know the best ways I can treat it with my diet. That's a condition I have.
Well, the H. pylori, there's pretty much standard of care using the medications and using antibiotics. But with H. pylori, too, there's some natural remedies that have been known to be helpful. I really recommend, though, that you talk with your physician. I do. It's important because H. pylori can cause a lot of issues in the body. And if it's not treated regularly and eliminated quickly, then it can cause some challenges. So, but the old one that's given is bismuth. Now, this is kind of the old remedy. If you've ever heard of Pepto-Bismol, well, they get the word Bismol from bismuth that's actually in it. And I have seen a lot of family doctors in my world actually use bismuth salts, or they use Pepto-Bismol along with the treatment plan to help kill off the H. pylori because it's so strong at working against that bacteria. So you might want to ask your physician about that. It's been used quite a bit. Some docs still don't recommend it. It just kind of falls off the radar because it's so old school. But it really does work hand in hand with a lot of the treatment therapies that they use with the antibiotic treatments. And don't forget, probiotics are really, really important as well. You got to have the good bacteria that comes back in and helps to build everything back up. That is a really important piece of it. So having that done on a regular basis can make a big difference, and you want to focus on that as typical rule of thumb to get the body where it needs to be. But yeah, it takes time. But if you've got a good routine going, then it can build it up. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. Now, our food of the day that I like to talk about today is, of course, you know me. Food, I believe, can be our best medicine in so many ways. And it really can. I mean, whether it's an herb or a vegetable or a healthy fat, whatever it might be, can come into your body as much as the wrong kind of foods can break your body down. The right kind of foods can come in and really build it up and bring health and bring life to the body. And that's what I want to talk about. So this herb has been used for a long, long time. Matter of fact, the Cherokee Indians use this in a lot of their routines for any kind of digestive issues, dyspepsia, people had any kind of bowel-related issues, they use this. It's golden seal. It's one of the most popular herbs. I mean, I knew nothing when I was a kid about any of this stuff, nothing about herbs or anything, but I knew about golden seal. And it's like golden seal and echinacea are the two that were just wildly popular. But golden seal has been around forever. And, of course, the Indians actually prepared it as compounds. They used it with all kinds of respiratory issues, liver, heart. It was kind of the go-to back then. So in 1798, it was had medicinal virtues that really started to attract attention. There were studies done on it as much as they could do at that time. And it was used to treat a lot of skin inflammations. It was used in the eyes and with the digestive as well, just like the Indians did. It's loaded with calcium, iron, manganese, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and the B complex. Loaded with those. And, of course, the root of it has certain rhizosomes of the golden seal, and it contains a lot of the alkaloids, which is extremely potent at supporting the body. Now, berberine is the most likely responsible golden seal effectiveness component alkaloid against bacteria, protozoa, fungi, and streptococci. So, I mean, it's got incredible properties. Even clinical trials and studies have been done to show its effectiveness in the treatment of diarrhea caused by E. coli. That's the one you get when you travel. And Giardia. So, I mean, those that are just the ones that you just pray you don't get when you go outside of the country and certain other countries. it's protective against that. Matter of fact, a lot of doctors would recommend you take that and go ahead and get on it if you're traveling to help protect the body against it. So pretty strong stuff. And recently, they've been doing some studies on it about how it helps with eczema and ringworm. So as an ointment. So, I mean, there's so many great properties with herbs, with foods that can transform our health. And the good news is it brings life back to our body with the choices that we make. Coming up, we're going to jump in, grab more of your questions and also some fitness tips when we come back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
There's someone in your area that believes the same way we do. To help you with your weight, to help you with wellness, to help you go to that next level with how you're feeling, check out the website. Our team members are growing all around the country, and of course our staff can help you find someone in your area. That's what we're here for. Diane in Birmingham, Alabama. He says, my son has been struggling with MRSA. The doctors have given him multiple antibiotics. Is there anything that you would recommend? With MRSA, you really want to follow what they're telling you because, again, the MRSA gets resistant, obviously, to antibiotics, but they usually can test and find which ones can help. So I'm sure they're working through that. One thing I would ask the doctors for him is to make sure that he's taking a good round of probiotics, you know, the healthy bacteria, to make sure as he's taking so many antibiotics, it's wiping everything out. But the probiotics put back in the good bacteria so that the body can really thrive and do well. And a lot of times, if they're not added back in, the immune system doesn't really shine as much as it could, and it doesn't really, everything doesn't work the way that it needs to, especially when you're dealing with something like MRSA. So I would simply just ask and make sure that's okay. But typically, they're going to, most of the time, they even give those regardless. Now it's almost become the standard protocol and standard of care, but I would ask anyway because typically he's in a place right now where, you know, everything from the natural side to build up his body, again, to strengthen his immune system, even things like vitamin D, ask them about that, the pediatrician, because it's really, really going to be important to have everything, or the body really firing on all cylinders to build that immune system back up. And typically, those are some of the basics, have good evidence support behind them from the scientific community, and they should be pretty much okay with that. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the website. Jake, you're with us. How can I help?
Sure. I'm 64 years old. I just don't know what to, and I know I've got low T, and I haven't had any medical since 04, so I'm going to be getting some medical shortly here. I want to know what I can go with this. I need both the treatments if I can get them.
Well, yeah, I mean, low T is quite the challenge, no doubt about it. But you're going to need to get the testing done so you can find out the numbers, because the numbers are going to be everything. It's going to help you understand where your body is. But then from a natural perspective, I mean, you're going to have two roads to go, because testosterone can be low due to stress. That's for sure. And you can just take testosterone, whether it's with a pellet or a shot or cream, or you can work on building your levels up naturally. And the challenge with the whole thing is if you take testosterone and your body's low in it and you start taking it, then the body becomes really lazy on its own. And it starts shutting down even the little bit of production you have. It'll shut down even more. And you become completely dependent on the hormones to feel a certain way, to have the same kind of lean body composition. It really, your body becomes very dependent. And so you want to do everything you can to do it on your own to build up those natural levels. And there's certain ways to do that. I mean, the less body fat you have, the more testosterone you're going to have. And, you know, growth hormone levels do make a difference as well. So I would look at first your numbers, make sure they're where they need to be. And then the second thing is you want to look at your nutrition, because nutrition drives everything. Putting the right kind of foods in, making sure that you've got low sugar in the diet, that you've got plenty of healthy fats in the diet is going to be a big key. And then also making sure that you've got in the right kind of nutrition realm, that you have plenty of lean quality proteins, because proteins help to rebuild muscle tissue. And also a moderate protein diet has been proven in all the scientific journals and research to help maintain healthy hormone levels. So when you get those levels up with good nutrition, it makes a difference. About 30% of your diet in healthy fats, that's an absolute key. And then resistance exercise, resistance training is almost an absolute must. Just 3 days a week of vigorous exercise, whether it's with weights or your own body weight or whatever it is, all the studies have shown that that's essential for getting the body to produce the right kind of results when you're dealing with that. Because, I mean, the toughest part of it is the quickest way is to get the hormones in. But you really can make a difference if you've got the right kind of nutrition and the right kind of exercise plan. I mean, those two hand in hand, plus sleep. Here's the other one. So dopamine levels are a different chemical component in the brain. And if dopamine levels are low, testosterone is going to be low. But if dopamine levels come up, then you can get testosterone levels up. The two are very synergistic with each other, and they go hand in hand. So as comes up dopamine, comes up testosterone, and vice versa. Diet helps that. Exercise helps that. There's certain cofactors, depending on your lab work and what comes back, to determine whether or not you have low dopamine levels or not. Your doctor can check all that. I mean, just make sure to mention that to him. But that's a little known secret. That's why guys get grumpy. Have you ever seen older men? They say the grumpy old men, that whole concept. Great movie, by the way. Hilarious. But grumpy old men, when guys get older, the testosterone drops. Well, when that drops, dopamine drops, and that's our feel-good chemical. So when dopamine's low, the guys get grumpy, kind of the deal. So focus on lifestyle habits. You can make some of the biggest turnaround in those areas. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.